Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast about skincare, makeup, and a look inside the influencer world from me, a skincare influencer, James Welsh.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Get on the good introduction as well, you fucking idiot.
It's been a busy day.
And me, beauty influencer and Instagram model. Fitness influencer and Instagram model Robert Welsh.
Robert Welsh.
And I do have a Gymshark discount.
Oh, I did a sponsorship with Gymshark before.
Yeah.
It was actually really good. They did like this challenge. We'll talk about it later because it's quite fitting with our subject today.
All right.
You need to stop yawning.
Oh,
I know
so
it's late.
Sorry.
But you need to stop because then I'm going to yawn. And this whole podcast will be us yawning. I know, we've had a long day today. Well, listen, let's not talk about our day. Let's just get into it because our day, we just worked all day, okay, everyone? If you need to know,
day.
We worked all day.
All day? Robert, who does that?
Who does that? Robert, is there anything about that up in this?
You know what, James? I have to be honest with you. Just don't even ask me. Oh, actually, you know what? I'm going to say this straight up. Colourpop, I know Colourpop release a new product every other day, but they have come out with a while back, and I'm hoping they're permanent and they're continuing to build a permanent range. I hope some new Super Shock eyeshadows. These eyeshadows, they're Super Shock formula in general. If you haven't tried it, anyone out there in the deep,
what does that
deep
mean,
night,
Super Shock?
It's just the name of it, but it's like a creamy powder, so it applies like a cream, but it doesn't like crease and stuff like that. It's a really, really intensely pigmented, really metallic, really shiny. It's just the most incredible formula ever, and they've brought out some other shades. It's like a lime green and like a brownie green and like these purples. They're just kind of like more staple colors, if that makes sense. So I'm going to say them because I love that formula anyway, and it's nice to see them extending on a pre-existing range.
Rather than coming out of a new collection. Well, listen. Oh, no, ask me. Hang on. Do that again.
James, listen. I know we're both tired and we both have some... We have to go and take pictures for
That's
our
right.
Instagram modeling careers.
Yes.
But is there anything you've been loving this week?
Right, listen, I was sneaky and I've got an Android phone that I only use for certain things. Like apps,
excuse me?
Yeah, excuse me, but listen to this. So I downloaded the Chinese version of TikTok, as it's referred to. Douyin, I think it's called. Douyin.
Okay.
It's called. And it's not just the Chinese version of TikTok. Like, it's way ahead of things like live broadcast and selling and all that kind of stuff. But this product seems to be everywhere when it comes to the skincare side of that TikTok, Douyin. And this is the Bee Duck World Famous Eye Wash Care.
Oh, my
and
God.
This is
That's
literally
so
an eye rinse. I know, isn't it? It's an eye rinse. And everyone just seems to be using it to refresh their eyes. Now, you do have to be careful with eye rinses. It's not something you're supposed to do every day, but there are some that can mimic the, like, the stuff that your eyes naturally, like, lubricate your eyeballs with. But this is nice. I've been having a few issues with some, like,
I was going to say, you have,
dryness around my eyes and some puffiness, and, like, rinsing every so often seems to have really helped, amongst other things. But it's just nice when, like, a day like today, where my eyes feel really dry because we've been nonstop looking at lights and cameras all day, this would be nice to finish off the day with.
Yeah, Lash. Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Let's just go to a break. Should we just go to a break?
Are you okay? And here we go. Oh, you're doing this today.
Oh, and here we go to a break. It could be us talking.
It might be us talking. You never know.
If not, let us know what it was and if it was a discount code. Right, see you in a bit.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And we're back. Robert, before the break, I mentioned that I had a sponsorship with Gymshark earlier on. I think it was last year. It was last year. And it was because they did something that's relevant to what I do, which is skincare. They were like, we want you to do a challenge where you don't change your skincare for about a month and see how it goes. Did I manage to stick to it? No. But the idea was to dedicate. Yeah, I can't. When it's my job, I can't. But the idea was to dedicate yourself to something for a month, whatever it was.
What a good idea.
Which is a nice idea. So when my manager came to me with a Gymshark sponsorship, I remember she was like, bear with me, but Gymshark want to sponsor you. And this got us thinking, well, me really, but this podcast was your idea. I'm just trying to tie it together. Are there things that we would and wouldn't do as influencers? Like, what would we take as a sponsorship? What do we feel is too far? What is, like, stereotypically linked to what influencers sell and do that we would or wouldn't do?
Right. So we're going to play Would You or Wouldn't You?
Do that thing.
Do that thing.
Should I go first? Influencer edition. Yeah, go on then.
I have a reason for asking this one.
Okay.
Okay, so would you ever, if you got asked, attend the Met Gala?
No. Right,
go on.
Okay, so here's, as someone who was within the fashion industry for a long time, I feel like there's a certain caliber of celebrity that goes to the Met Gala, and they are A-listers, strictly A-listers. And whilst I do feel like, or, you know, people related to fashion in some way, and whilst I do feel that influencers are celebrities in their own right, I feel like it's a different kind, right? I feel like me going to the Met Gala would be like somebody from Love Island going to the Met Gala. And to me, that doesn't make sense. I feel like YouTubers are on that caliber of celebrity, you know? But I did mention there are some influences where it made sense to me. People like Bretman Rock made sense to me because he is really, really fashionable. And I think he sets trends rather than follows them. Bella Poarch as well, I think, is the same. A really unique style. And she has a career outside of just being an influencer, right? If I was to rock up at the Met Gala, you know, dressed by M&S, Marks and Spencer's, Percy Pig range. Sorry, my headphones like creaking for some reason. I feel like that would be like an insult to the constabulary.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Do you mean
I don't
the establishment?
Establishment. But also, with the Met Gala, your look is either amazing or you get bullied for it for the next like six months, you know?
So here's my thing, right? I didn't think influencers should go to a Met Gala until I saw it done properly and in a good way. So seeing people like Jackie Aina and Nikki Tutorials actually have like a look that went with a theme.
With the theme.
It went really well. And then I think about the celebrity. Being an influencer is a strange kind of celebrity because...
I didn't know Jackie Aina and Nikki Tutorials went to the Met Gala.
They did, and they looked incredible. Nikki had all those butterflies. Did you see
it? Oh my God, I didn't know that.
It looked amazing. Yes. And then Jackie did like a Barbie thing. It was really, really, really nice. And it was set to a theme, but it was also like fashionable.
Yeah.
Not that I know what fashionable is, but right. So if you're an influencer, you're a certain kind of famous, right? And that famous is the only people who know you are the people who will be interested in social media.
Yeah.
Whereas if you go to your mum, right? If you're like, mum, do you know that actor that was in that thing? Oh yeah, I know off them. You know, there's, if you go to like an A-list actor, then everybody kind of knows off them.
Household names versus
People who are interested in the influencer world. Whereas, but here's my deal, right? Because these influencers have millions and millions and millions of followers. So there are millions of people out there that would want to see them at this place. The Met Gala doesn't get any benefit from inviting people in terms of things. You pay for a ticket, right? Unless you're invited.
I have no idea. I don't know.
I have no idea. Whatever. I mean, you can pay a ticket or you're invited. But the Met Gala doesn't need publicity. So it isn't like these are sponsored jobs or like if they invited influencers, because influencers must be making some kind of noise in the fashion space to be able to attend.
Well, this is the thing. Thinking about it now, I just think it needs to make sense that that influencer is at a fashion event.
I feel like, don't invite the kids. Don't invite the shitty kid influencers that are going to turn up thinking it's all about them. It is, whereas with other people, you can tell that they've really gone for the theme and they respect it. And
they, respect
and they know
it.
How amazing it is to attend this event, rather than an influencer being like, yeah, I deserve to be. I should have been invited to this event.
I'm a celebrity.
Yeah, you can tell that maybe the influencers who are like more grown up and are more aware of, you know, things that are maybe like an honor to do. It's nice when they're invited to it, you know? Yeah.
So on that note, would you walk a fashion show for anyone, a designer?
I wouldn't walk a fashion show, but I would be in an editorial.
You're featuring a campaign.
Because I think it would be done nice, like in a you know, a nice way. I wouldn't be able to fucking walk down a runway without looking up and trying too hard.
No, you'd instantly do that thing, wouldn't you, where you forget how to walk and you'd be like, oh my God, everyone's looking at me walk,
If you don't watch Real Housewives, I haven't watched Real Housewives off New York. Who is it who walks down? Ramona?
I forget her name. Ramona. Yeah.
So if you, Google Ramona, Real Housewives of New York, fat catwalk, and just watch hilarious. It's the most her eyes just it's so insane. That would be me. I would be physically uncomfortable.
Yeah, I would be because I'd be like, I think I walk weird anyway. Like I then don't want people to see me trying to walk a certain way.
Sometimes I forget to move my arms.
Breathe.
And then people do those edits where it's like influencer versus model, and then they'll show them walking and then walking.
This down the runway.
It's that's a difficult one. But then I do think there are people that would look amazing on, again, the right kind of influencer, like the fashion influencers, you know, would be good at doing that. But I just think this is just about us. Yeah, because what if people there don't know you and they're like, which more than likely they won't know who you are.
And that's like, that's a really bad model.
Yeah. That model's fatter than the other ones. That's the point. I wouldn't be able to fit in anything. It would be like someone pull size. You know?
Yeah, you'll just have to wear it on your arm. Wear like a green morph suit and just the clothes on your arm.
Trousers on my arm.
Yeah.
Is the only thing that fit? No, I absolutely couldn't. What if an influencer asked you to be in a campaign for their brand launch?
If I liked it and if I used it, then yeah, absolutely. Like, if I got a chance to use it, like, you know, before the launch and, like, I knew what it was all about, and then, yeah, if it was skincare, if it was makeup, and they were just like, oh, just want to be in it for funsies, I'd be like, sure. You know, obviously, depending on the influencer and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course.
But, yeah, I think with enough, if I liked the products and I believed in the products, for sure.
Yeah, I think I would. Yeah. But I was like, listen, I'm not wearing white. I'm only wearing black.
I'm not wearing a white vest.
I'm not. I refuse not to wear white vest.
Yeah. I absolutely refuse. Don't you dare.
Or any colour. That's the thing, yeah. Though. Yeah. You would have to only wear black.
Yeah, you can't bring your own wardrobe to it.
Oh, I wouldn't feel like
fast and fursuit.
Fast and fursuit. My arm jeans. Okay, let's talk about some advertisements we see a lot. Would you ever, right, say you had for months and months and months and months and months,
yeah,
and it was all going really well. You were taking, right, like, gummies, like skin and hair gummies, and you notice a difference, and the brand is like, James, would you go ahead and advertise these for us since you like them so much?
I personally don't quite believe in them just yet.
Mm.
So, like, knowing that the science isn't really there for it just yet, for some of them, would make me really question it. And I feel like I'd have to, like, try and find out if they're effective or not. Do you know what I mean?
It's different. Like, you can sit there and talk about skincare and makeup because the results tend to be quite different for everyone. But it's quite a big deal to back up a claim that a company is making for something internal in your body.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Feel like a lot of, like, supplements are like, they could potentially help with this rather than they definitely do. You know?
And they taste great. Yeah.
Oh, I would eat them every day if they tasted good and if it actually had any benefit. But, if the science was there and I truly loved them, then yeah, I'd do some gummies, but not like fucking like sugar bear hair.
No,
are they even around still?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have like zero interest in them. Sorry if you work for them but I'm sure you're doing great without us.
We just don't need lusciously long hair.
We just don't need it. I just don't think I could stick to it long enough to be like, yeah, these work.
Yeah, like, I've trialed it long enough and they definitely work.
Kind of. And I feel like that's the thing where people just wouldn't believe you.
Yeah, because this is the thing is with a lot of these, like, sponsorships, they're, like, overly sponsored, right?
Yeah.
So it's hard, like, even if you do like something. Like, for me, I really like Function of Beauty shampoo.
Oh,
like,
my God, you just reminded me. Like, sorry, can I make a note of that now? Yeah. Because Function... I was like, I need to get that shampoo, Function of Beauty, because it was so good. And then I ran out. And they sent it to me and I just never got it again. And I don't know why. I loved it so much.
They're actually good. So I was like so reluctant to take the sponsorship because I was like, oh, they're overly sponsored. Do you really need me to talk about it? You know, everyone's doing it kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I did in the end because I liked them.
That was my first sponsor where I didn't end up taking any money for it or payment for it. And I was like, I'll do it for free on my stories because I'm so shy. But I really loved the product.
Yeah. What about teeth whitening products? Because we're quite fussy with our teeth whitening products.
I would advertise teeth whitening because, but especially Crest. Yeah. Crest is the only product, teeth whitening strips, that have worked really well for me. And that purple toothpaste for an instant fix, not for longevity, but just for a quick fix.
It made my teeth grey.
What?
They were grey. They were like, I looked at my teeth like, they are not white. So you know when like you get your hair bleached and you get a toner put on it and it goes to silver, right? So you try and knock out the yellow, which is effectively what they're saying the toothpaste does. And it goes grey. It goes, you can go like yellowy, blonde, ashy, grey, white. My teeth go grey. And I look at them like they are grey with a purple outline.
You have to really rinse them. That's one thing I noticed. You do have to really rinse.
I did. And it just didn't. For me, it just, I
really liked it. I would advertise teeth whitening. If
I would, because it's something we do.
Yeah. Whereas that one I was using recently, didn't we talk about it? What, the brand that's the same as a purple toothpaste with a blue light?
Oh, yeah.
High Smile?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
High Smile? I think so.
It worked, but then I wouldn't advertise the blue light because I know there's some arguments that blue lights don't work bleaching teeth. I know that blue light from your screen can damage your skin, but I don't know. But I don't know about.
I'm not playing into that anymore. I'm gonna let you keep mocking that. You're right.
I know that blue light's dangerous, Robert, for your
Start using algae instead of sunscreen.
What do you mean?
Yeah, no, do it if that's the way you're going to be.
What's algae? Are people doing that?
What protects your skin from blue light, so...
Wait, is that actually what people are doing?
Yeah, so just do it.
So just work on that?
Just work on that if you could. Do you know what they don't do anymore, which I feel like used to be a huge thing for influencers, is press strips?
Yeah.
Would you ever go on one?
I'm gonna be honest, right?
I think they always look so awkward, so cringe, and extremely fake and forced. I think it's a mix of people knowing that they're there to represent the brand, or not even represent the brand, show that they're important because a brand needs them to invited help advertise them.
Exactly,
their stuff.
Exactly.
Invited them. A mix of like, this is a good kind of like, what's the word? Where you mix and you talk to people, networking opportunity, and it's a good chance to get some nice pickies. Whereas I just think they're just so outdated now; they look silly. I don't think I've seen anyone going to press strip forever, though.
No, I mean, no one can they? But it's been what? I haven't seen one for a really long time. I just think it's so like. I think we said before, like, people like in Hawaii, it's not going to make me buy your bronzer because my favorite influencer is in Hawaii.
Yeah, like what's the point?
First of all, again, going somewhere, no thank you, anyway, in general. But
getting
then also, like, having to have dinner every night with the influencers and doing... I don't know. Actually, you know what? The only time I've ever been around a big group of influencers was at our management... management's Christmas party, dinner. And that was absolutely fine. But they're not all beauty influencers. There were people that did stuff like, you know, cooking and mental health stuff. And there were some beauty influencers, like, but nice ones, like Soph, you know? Like, people that you know are, like, nice people and nice to be around. And that was nice. But I can imagine if you're big enough to be on a brand trip, you're going to be with some big egos as well.
Yeah, then that's when I think it starts to get very fake, is you'd rather just all pretend you like each other than just be nice and cordial.
Yeah, and also, I'm not going to go to a hot country and wear shorts.
And wear shorts and wear linens. They'll put you in a white vest. I promise
They'll make you wear a white vest on the beach.
Robert.
Yeah.
Best fiends.
I love a good mobile game.
I actually do like
it. I love advertising if it's a good game. June's Journey, fucking amazing. Switchcraft, fucking incredible.
What's Switchcraft?
You're a witch and your friend goes missing and you're in like this like really elite witch school and you have to do like different games, but it's like a choose your own journey kind of thing.
Oh my god.
So that's really good as well. What was the other
one? I like that game where you have to walk in high heels and then the further you get, the higher your heels get and it's more difficult.
Redecor, the one where you have to decorate your room and people judge the room.
That's actually really good.
Oh, I love that one. I love that one so much. So ones like that. However, there are the ones that are a little bit like too much. Do you know what I mean?
What's it like? Shadow Rangers. No, it's like...
Why? See, here's the thing, right? I feel like those other games, like the mystery and the witches and then, you know, the interior design and, you know, creativity kind of gel with my audience a little bit more and me. Mm. But if somebody comes up to me, he's like, Robert, do you want to advertise fucking,
Shadow
like you
Legends.
Said, World of, cool. yeah, Shadow, some kind of fighting game? I'm like, no, you know, because I wouldn't play that. I'm not interested in that.
But here's the thing, though, is like a lot of like the horror influencers, horror YouTubers I watch and listen to, and like people who do like indie horror games can't get monetized, so they advertise those kind of things, which is absolutely
fine.
That makes sense. More forgiving because obviously like Rage of the Shadow Legends, whatever it's called, I really can't remember what it's called, isn't a game that I'd associate with horror in any way, but I'm fine with them doing that because I know they need money to keep their channel up.
See, I think it ties in better because I think horror is quite as much as, you know, makeup and beauty is universal. If we look at statistics, my audience is 90-something% female. And I guess when the marketing teams base it on traditional, this sex loves it, likes this thing, this, sorry, this yeah, gender loves this thing, this gender. But I guess they do that. So I can see why it would be in a horror thing.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Yeah. I can see why, but I can see
I
their
understand
thinking. The, yeah, what their thinking is. Yeah. Whereas if you came to my channel for like an eyeshadow tutorial and I was like, battleware out on the battlefield, kill your something and build your own knight's castle. You know, it'd be a little bit like
build a log cabin and work your way up in the ministry.
Exactly. It just doesn't make sense. Do you like nuns? It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense
to me in any way, you know?
Yeah. No, I get that.
So Best Fiends, I would, because that's like quite a well-known kind of like those games that are kind of like, you don't have to think too much about it. You can literally do.
Listen, it's fun, okay?
Yeah, exactly. It's fun, all right?
All right?
Best Fiends is all right, all right?
All right.
Okay, let's talk about something which I just think keeps making its rounds. And actually someone, I see Michelle Phan talk about it a lot. And that's cryptocurrency. say you understood it right, and someone's like, James, you can have this many bitcoins.
Online points.
Online points.
Online coins.
Maybe because we don't understand it. No one, by the way, no one trying to approach us about fucking crypto. We don't care.
We don't care about NFTs or cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I'll have normal money for now.
We'll be dead before it actually comes in.
Yeah. We'll be dead. We'll be long gone. So
yeah,
don't worry about that. But and because we don't understand it, I am not willing to try and understand it. Are you kidding me? I can barely understand our own money, you know?
Literally, yeah. But here's the thing as well. There seems to be a lot of scamming behind cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't know what was real, what wasn't, what's a scam. Am I going to wake up one day and they're like, oh, lols, we took all your money.
Yeah.
Who says lols anymore?
Yeah, who says lols?
Lols. Cool RT, beans, lols.
Yeah.
we took all your money and it's fine because no one really knows what the fuck cryptocurrency is. Is that what happened?
Did loads of influencers start talking about it during COVID?
I think so.
What happened? People like buy. No, they were like buy stocks.
Buy stocks.
How are you playing with people's money over a pandemic when people are losing? Mm-hmm. Like when people, I feel like people really tried to cash in on that. They're like, people are losing money. They're desperate to try and get some money from somewhere, or they really need some money. Let me advertise buying stock. That was crazy. I don't even know what that was about.
Oh my god! If I hear one more person call the pandemic a panini, I'm gonna block them.
Yeah, panini D.
I can't hear it anymore.
I know.
It was cute at first, but now it's just annoying.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard anyone say that, to be fair.
Would you be sponsored by the pandemic?
In what way?
In any way where it gives you money.
I wouldn't do it for money.
Here's a question. A political party.
No. Because I think you can absolutely talk about politics online, but I don't, and you know, as shameful as it is, I don't know enough about politics to get so deeply involved. And I think when you talk about politics, it sparks a conversation that you need to be able to reply to and have a good about and understand. And I don't think, to honestly, I know it sounds stupid, but I don't think I know the basics of who I would support, but I don't know enough to then, you know, be like, here's a message from our party leader. And you can't dedicate enough time to imagine me being like, I'm just gonna stick on these false lashes, oh by the way, you know, and then talking about it. Just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, well I think the interviews that a lot of influencers did with Joe Biden was good, because
it was more
them asking questions that you would want to ask a current leader,
yeah,
despite whatever your political beliefs are,
right.
Less about him and his party and what they stand for. Do they call them parties in America? I don't know.
Yeah,
they're part of
they must be part of
So that was interesting. But yeah, I don't know. Like you said, I personally wouldn't, because I don't have the political knowledge to do back and forth in the comments.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And I think you need to, if you're going to start a conversation about it, then I think you need to carry on. And by political, we're not talking about world issues. We're talking about straight up politics. Like if a charity came to us and was like, do you want to do this? Then yeah, we do that.
Oh, then sure. But yeah.
Because that's not politics, you know? But everyone thinks everything is politics now. You can be like, oh, well, my God.
Technically, Robert, it is.
But you know, like people like, oh, I fell over. Oh, I wish people wouldn't fall over. You can't say people wouldn't fall over. Anything can be like, you know, our government pay for those streets. It's like, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Some people don't have streets.
It's, yeah. Okay, James, say our manager came up to you and was like, Jess, listen, Gymshark. No, if they were like, listen, I have been asked if you would like to go on season 61, Celebrity Big Brother UK, Celebrity Come Dance With Me on Ice Singing in a Mask UK. Yeah. Would you do it?
Okay, so we were asked to audition for Big Brother UK when they did that series where family members went
together. Yeah, correct, yeah.
We ignored it. Mm-hmm. Because Big Brother kind of gone downhill, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Would I do that? No. Would I do it as like a celebrity reality thing? No, because I don't consider myself at that caliber just yet.
To be called a celebrity.
Would I do like reality TV in some way? Yeah, I think I would.
Mm.
But not as James Welsh, YouTuber. I'd be like, my name's James Welsh, and I am a YouTuber from wherever. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But I think I would. Yeah.
Well, what if it wasn't celebrity something? What if someone came up to you and was like, Jazz, we're making a documentary about people who are older, actually, who do YouTube?
No, because you never...
getting on in age, do YouTube.
Who are far past the average. No, because you never know what spin they're going to put on it. One thing I've learned from filming for TV is that they will always bend the story.
Yeah.
When I did something for TV, the producer told us to do certain things and say certain things that looked normal at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we're a bit like, okay, that's weird. We won't usually do that, but I will do that because you're asking me to. Then when the program hits the TV, you're like, oh, okay, they could make a complete different narrative here. Mm-hmm. And that's why they asked me. So they have a plan of what they're going to do before they come into filming. And then when they film, they let you get on with what you're doing, but also try and make sure that you hit all their
story lines. They've written that narrative already, haven't they?
Before they even got to you. Yeah. So then they have, you know, what they needed, and they can control how you look and what the narrative is.
Exactly.
Kind of stuff. So,
exactly.
I don't know. I think if me at my career now, I think a reality TV thing would either make or break me.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm a generally nice person, so it would just break me because I'd be boring.
I think that would be it. It'll be like James for some reason has an audience or something, and it'll be you like cleaning the kitchen.
Yeah, I'll be pooing for the 10th time in the day.
Guys, I just had garlic bread. Don't give me 10 minutes.
I just had chickpeas and rice, which is what you get in like Big Brother, isn't it? Would you do it?
You know what? I think I would think long and hard about it, but I think the answer would always be no. Like a game show I would do.
I would do a game show.
You know? Or if it was like, you know, influencers versus something as a fun game show, that would be cute. But if it was like, I wouldn't do, and I would do QVC, but I wouldn't do...
We would love to do QVC.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything. I'll sell pillow covers.
Yeah.
What's the QVC thing? Buy a pack of two, split them up, give one to your friend for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Pop them away for Christmas.
They're great quality. These pillowcases will last you years and years and years. And that's years longer than your normal cotton pillowcases.
Exactly. How many pillowcases have you bought? You know, you have to keep replacing them. They get dirty quickly.
Exactly.
They shrink in the wash. See?
There's only two more pillowcases left if you phone in now.
We've sold out of a plush pink. That's incredible. Come on, guys. Let's get these before they go forever and ever. And then next week, we said they'll be gone forever, but they're back.
But they're back.
No, I think the answer would always be no when it comes to reality TV.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there we go then. There are a few things that we would and wouldn't do as influencers.
Yeah.
yeah. I think, I don't know, I feel like as the careers, there's things that we've done that we said we would never do. I think as like careers change and opportunities come up and your opinions change and things that you like and dislike change, then opinions are always going to change, right?
Just quickly, what's the weirdest thing you've done that you didn't think would ever happen in your career as a YouTuber up to now?
I don't know.
Mine would be giving blood.
Oh my god, yeah.
We gave blood. Did we speak about this?
I don't know if we're allowed to.
So, I think we... Can we?
I think so.
I think we spoke about this before.
Know. Yeah.
I think we're allowed Maybe. To.
Yeah.
We didn't... Yeah,
we,
I think we are.
Really briefly, like,
yeah, we were. We basically... It. The NHS here in the UK... it's only just, you know, come up on an individual basis that gay people are allowed to give blood. So me and James were asked to be filmed giving blood, talking. So we did. We gave blood and talked.
Yeah. They didn't take enough blood from me, so they weren't able to use my blood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, mine went to a hospital somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah. James's was part blood, part sugar-free Red Bull.
Yeah.
Part eyewash.
It was two separate.
Yeah. yeah. It was three right. layers. It was like a really nice candle.
Yeah.
it's set.
Right, let's get out of here because I need to have dinner.
Let's do this. Well, thank you everyone. Oh, sorry, James, you go ahead. Yeah, I need to have dinner.
No,
too.
Yeah, thank you everyone for watching.
Watching.
You can follow me, James. Oh, listening, sorry. You can go and watch me, James Welsh, on YouTube. And also the Welsh twins over on YouTube as well, our joint channel, James_S_Welsh on TikTok and Instagram for skincare related topics.
Yeah, right. You can find me Robert WLSH on Instagram and Robert Welsh on YouTube for makeup content and Robert Welsh MU. On TikTok for TikToks.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining. Rate and review this podcast if you like.
Oh yeah, please do. Tell your friends. Tell your friends. Buy one podcast, save one for Christmas.
We got grey cardigans coming in next week. All right.
Thanks everyone.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.